This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Five on KMOX. Guys, welcome into DGS, minus everybody but me. I'm going to roll through these next couple of days for you. And obviously on Friday, so we'll get back after New Year's Day, and the crew's going to be back. Dave and Rachel will be back for sure. I'm not sure about Andrew yet about Friday, but we're getting back to normal on Friday as we're getting into January. You know, the holiday, this time in radio, this time of year is super weird because, you know, if you listen or if you're in radio, you know, people are popping in and out because of the holidays and travel and everything. So it gets, schedules get a little weird. You hear different voices occasionally than you normally would. Rach did a great job last week handling the show when the rest of us were out. I'll try not to screw up today. I think y'all, there's always this balance, right? This time of year, like especially right after Christmas and into New Year's. But there's always this balance of, you really liked the downtime, but sometimes near the end of it, you're ready to get back. And actually, I would say every time near the end of it, I'm ready to get back to normal for a little bit because I'm always traveling for holidays. There's no holiday with no travel. I've been in St. Louis for 19 years, and I think I've spent one, maybe two Christmas/Thanksgivings here. Two, maybe three at the most. I don't know. Maybe I'm forgetting one. But the point is, we're always on the road for it. And when you're on a road trip, you know, there, it's fun. It's a blast. And at the end of it, you're definitely ready to be normal, to be in your own bed, to be chilling on your own couch in your own man cave, to, you know, be in a normal routine. And, you know, in our job, you know, we talk about this a lot, Dave and Rach and Andrew and I. We like what we do. You know, we have a good time when we're together, and we have a good time when we're on the air. But it's still that weird transition. We have that weird, you know, where you're like, God, I'm going to miss some of the fun on the downtimes, but then I'm also not going to miss. Let's be real, man. Sometimes when you travel for holidays, there are long periods of time where you're just bored. you're in somebody else's house, your family member's house, or maybe you're in a hotel. And there are just these down periods where, yeah, it's normal to have downtime, right? Like when you're at home, you have downtime. But when you're at home, you have your stuff. You have your Xbox, you have all of your books, you have all of your subscription TV services, you have your own computer, you have your own everything. And that's just how that time goes. When you're on the road, sometimes you have some of it. You always have this computer in your pocket. And you look around and there's a reason. There's a reason why we're all like looking down at our phones all the time. Because you get bored if it's just hours and hours. You know, you got the hard thing where, well, it's not super hard. I wouldn't make this out like it's a big contentious thing. But you guys, come on. When you're with any group of people, if you guys don't all love all of the same things, those down periods, like, what do you guys want to watch on TV? Well, these three people want to watch the football game. And these three people want to watch an old movie. And these three people want to watch the game show. And then these other two people, they don't want to play. They don't want to watch anything at all. They want to keep everything off. And they want to... That's the stuff that's like, okay, I'm ready to be like on my own terms. You know, we got home last night. I've been gone. So I worked last Monday. I'm trying to work through this in my head. I worked last Monday. That was the only day that I was at my house in the last 12 days. Something like that. So maybe I'm just more ready than usual to be back, to have stuff to talk to about, to people to talk to. I was just joking with my boss a little bit ago. I've got 8 days of topics and things that I would have had on the rundown throughout this whole time. So for a lot of times, I feel like even on a day-to-day basis, like a normal, you know, we're not taking time off to travel or go to the holidays or anything. But even on a day-to-day basis, like Mondays are great to me. in radio because Mondays you've got everything. You've got Friday night, Saturday, Sunday news, sports, entertainment, things you did, places you ate, people you talked to. You got all this stuff feeding you material. And then from Monday to Tuesday, you have one evening and then one morning, right? And then Tuesday to Wednesday, you have one evening and one morning. So Mondays always feel like a lot of fun to me. And today's not Monday, but it feels like one because it's my first day back. And you just have, you know, after this many days of downtime, and I do appreciate downtime. But like anything, there are parts of it that are like, that could have been more fun. Because getting, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9 people, 10 people to agree on a thing. I'm sure you guys all know this, right? I don't know, unless you're in those places. There are examples of families. My wife's family's kind of like this. Like, they all just agree to do things together. And it's great. Because they all, they're like, yeah, let's all play cards. Yay, let's play cards. That's fun. My house is not like that. Who wants to play cards? Three of us? Oh, great. All right, the other three want to do something else. And it's like herding cats. Herding with a D, each H-E-R-D, not hurting. Nobody wants to hurt cats. But it's like trying to wrangle cats. That's a safer way to say it, I guess. And when we get to this time of year, I'm ready to get back to some version of normal. And that'll be for sure like next week. Next week is the first full week of January, business as usual. I know a lot of people will look at that as a daunting thing. I don't. But I get why it can be, because you look forward to the end of the year so much, right? We cram so much into the end of the year. Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, all of that is basically happening within a 2-month window. I know it's October, November, December, but it's the last day of October, right? So you go last day of October to the last day of December, and you've got all of this stuff. I know technically New Year's Day is, you know, the new year and a new month, but in reality, we're talking about 60 days-ish where a lot of the big events are happening. And then it just flattens out for a bit. And I can see how that can be deflating, especially when you're in the Midwest or you're further north, where it's going to be like, you know, today is like a bright day for the winter. It's cloudy, but it's not like super dark cloudy. But you got cold and it's not as fun to, and I can get how that down period after New Year's can be like, oh, here we go. We're going to trudge through 2 months and eventually get to the spring. But now it's the trudging through the snow to get to baseball or whatever, even if you're not a baseball fan, to get to the spring, where you're going to get more outdoor things and all of that. But there's still something about kind of like settling in and getting into your routine. Like settling in and just, again, being in your space when you want to be there. If you want to go do something, you do, but it's not trying to coordinate and wrangle. And that's all fun, but everything gets old, right? I mean, like Disney World gets old. If you go there and you spend 4 days there, that's too many. You're like, one or two? It's like, all right, that was pretty good. It's tiring. I'm worn out, but it was good. It was worth it. Or Six Flags or Cedar Point or anything like that. Like, you can do those things, and they're a blast. But after a certain number of days, you're starting to go, I'm ready to go home. I'm ready to veg. I'm ready to chill out. You guys, by the way, we're on the stream. If you want to throw in comments throughout the day, we're streaming as we normally would on the Dave Glover Show pages on Facebook and YouTube and all that. So feel free to jump in. We got a lot of people jumping in on the stream already. Hey, gang. Not commenting yet, but they're there. Hi, guys. Feel free to throw in comments. Jacob did comment, though. He said, can Wheels handle the show just by himself? Yeah. So I know that my history is somewhat known to the regular DGS people, but I've been doing, before I joined DGS, I did solo shows for 28 years. And I typically did four-hour solo shows. So coming up in radio, my first 10 years in radio was nationally syndicated overnights for the last part of it. Right? I did a four-hour overnight show every night, 1 to 5 a.m. Except for Mondays, they were midnight to 5 a.m. So Mondays were 5 hours. And this is how I came up, man. So solo shows, it's what I've done. You guys want to know? There are some, and they're a lot easier. A little inside baseball for you guys. Solo shows are a lot easier at a station like KMOX. We've got news at the top of the hour and at the bottom of the hour. We've got weather. We'll have traffic later on. We've got all kinds of great guests. We can talk about anything, like literally anything. I'm going to talk about killer whales later because I love talking about killer whales. I came up doing sports only, and you're doing 4 hours at a time of one specific thing, which is fine because you kind of hit the big things more than once in a 4 hour. But this is just kind of what I've done. So before this experience, this is all I knew was microphone turns on, go. And you go until the music plays, or you're going to go for whatever it is, 3 or 4 hours. And there are some formats where you have like short commercial breaks and no news at the top of the hour and maybe one little update at the bottom of an hour, and you're filling so much time. That's not this. This is not that. This is the best version of radio. Being on a place like KMOX, have the whole world to talk about, great listeners to participate, guests popping in and out. We're going to talk about some of the biggest stories in St. Louis. Sean Malone's going to come in from the newsroom at 1:30. We'll talk about some of the biggest stories in St. Louis over the course of the last calendar year. A lot of changes, some good things, obviously, you know, some terrible things like the tornado that came through and did a lot of damage, and we still have lingering damage from that. So we'll cover some of those top stories. We're going to talk about movies and TV with Janelle later on. Normally Janelle comes in on Thursdays, but we're not going to have a Thursday show this week. New Year's Day, I believe it's the 100th anniversary show again. So we'll have all kinds of different things. And I have a few other pieces of audio that I want to play too. And by the way, Matt Pauly is going to jump into in the 4 o'clock hour, and we won't just talk sports with Matt. We will do some sports, but it'll be more of a teaser of Rush Hour Sports, and then we'll kick a few other things around related to the holidays or some other stuff. But in the meantime, you guys feel free, join in on the chat if you're watching us on the stream. It's easy enough to do. I may or may not get to it in real time, but we'll take a look at it when we have an opportunity to do it. So as I mentioned, Sean Malone's going to join me around 1:30. Got some really interesting audio stuff. You know, I'm going to tease this for 2 o'clock, and then we're going to take a break. I know Kyle's looking at me like it's time. So at 2 o'clock, I've got some audio from a guy that we've talked about a bunch. Dave and I, Glover and I, we both see a lot of content from a guy named Chase Hughes. He's all over Instagram and TikTok, and you know, therefore, you'll see him on Twitter and Facebook as well. But he is a Navy veteran. His specialty is intelligence, counterintelligence, human behavior, and psyops. And he's literally written books about these things that are taught at various levels in the military and government. And he talked about a thing recently. I'll play the audio for you a little bit later, about how so many of the things that we fight about are created for us to fight about. And this is coming from a guy who has an entire background in manipulating human beings for various purposes. That's his background. That's what he's an expert in. So we're going to get some of those things as well. So you'll have a little sports. You'll have some entertainment. You're going to have some fun newsy stuff. And we got some killer whale stuff too. Dude, they're amazing. Wait till I get to the killer whale stories a little bit later on. Yes, there's more than one. I don't know why, but I must be on some kind of loop because I get these stories nonstop because they're fascinating and they're too much like us. So hang tight. DGS is going to roll as usual. Is today Tuesday? It's a Tuesday. I know it's December 30th. I think it's Tuesday. I think it's Tuesday here on KMOX.
You need cooling, baby, I'm not fooling. I'm gonna send you.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake, delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
DGS here on a Tuesday. I'm going to go with that. I'm just going to roll a Tuesday, and if it ends up being wrong later, the days are just jacked up, man. Everybody's experienced that. You're out of town for a long period of time. No matter what it is, holidays, just regular vacation. And it all just kind of bleeds together, and then you get back, like, okay, back on schedule. So now it's Tuesday. I know it's the 30th, because I know tomorrow is New Year's Eve. That's how my mile marker is going to work. I know today is the 30th. And I'll be back here tomorrow, by the way, too. But it'll be a bit of a short show tomorrow. We got Billiken's basketball in the middle of the afternoon tomorrow. I believe they have a 3 o'clock tip off. We're done at 2:45. And then whatever is left at the end of that, Matt Pauly and I will have rush hour sports. So it depends on kind of how long the Billiken's game goes. But then the back end of that will be rush hour sports up until 6 o'clock. So today's totally normal. As I mentioned, Sean Malone in a few minutes from the KMOX newsroom will talk about some of the biggest stories that we've covered in the last calendar year here on KMOX, and related to the city and the region, not just specifically downtown, but to the city and the region. And then we have Matt Pauly in the 4 o'clock hour, little sports and little non-sports there. Janelle's going to join us in the 3 o'clock hour talking about movies. We can maybe do a little wrap up, like year in review, but also just stuff that she's seeing now, kind of a normal hit. We normally do our hits with Janelle on Thursdays, and I decided to ask if she could come out today because, well, we don't have Thursday, and we have a really short show tomorrow. So today seemed like the day to do it, to get it in before the end of the year and have some fun talking about entertainment-related things. Yeah, Jerry just pointed us out on the stream. It's the last Taco Tuesday of the year. Does that mean it's mandatory? Jerry, does that mean we have to do that? I mean, I'll take that order. If you want to give me an order and say, today is the last Taco Tuesday, you must, I fulfilled it already. I had taquitos for lunch. Do they count? Do rolled up tacos count?
I would say yes.
Yeah.
I think
it's got taquitos. It's all the taco stuff. It's just rolled up instead of in a half shell.
Those are good, by the way.
Dude, they're great.
They're so good.
So yeah. So Jerry, I don't know if Jerry's saying it's yes that it's an order or yes that the taquitos count, but either way, I'll take both. The last Taco Tuesday of 2025. Don't let it go to waste. I unintentionally did that. What a victory. It's the small victories, guys. It's the little things in life that make you go, all right, I'm winning today. I'm winning today. I'm ahead of the game. I didn't even know it, but I got in the last Taco Tuesday of the year. Should I double up? I don't have any more taquitos at home. This would mean, you know, stopping somewhere on the way back. Well, that could be. A lot of places that serve tacos on the way home. You guys got me thinking. Jerry's all over this Taco Tuesday. He's like, you must do both. You must splurge. This is the time to do it, right? You know, the last couple of holidays. All right, I feel better. I've accomplished something here at the end of 2025, not even knowing that I was accomplishing it when I was eating the taquitos in the sports office. And I was just hanging in the sports office today because it's me. You know, normally Andrew and I have the prep room, and then Dave and Rach come in, and we all eat lunch together because we're like the cool kids in high school. We sit at the same table. Well, I ruin that. I don't sit at the table. There's a little table in the middle of that room, and there are three chairs around it, not four, and it's very small. And I felt like from the beginning, if I jumped into that little group, like I'm literally 3 feet away. I just stay at my desk because it's only 3 feet away because there's not enough room. You could see it with the three of them. I bring in sandwiches sometimes. You know, when I'm coming from an appointment and I stop by a grocery store on the way in, I like to get those little Hawaiian roll sandwiches and bring a whole pile of them for the group. And you put that down on the table and then three people place, there's no room for anything else. So I sit 3 feet away. Am I busting up the protocol? I mean, I guess. I don't know. I wonder if the three hold a grudge against me.
I don't think so.
We'll have to clear that up on Friday. See if I'm in grudge land. But anyway, we eat lunch together like high school kids. And shoot the bull, goof off, whatever. And then when Dave and Rach leave, I bother Andrew. He doesn't bother me too much. He's actually working when he's in there. I've done a lot of my work by the time I get here, so I want to talk about video games and movies and did you see this and sports stuff. And a lot of the time, Andrew's just in there trying to work, and I'm talking to Amy when she comes back or Ranj or I see Aki or our boss comes by. I'm a great distractor. Like if you had to list like skills, distractor would be like the top of my skill list. I'm really good at trying to keep people from doing the thing they're trying to do. I used to do that in the press box at Busch Stadium. I don't do that now because my job's different now. But when I was doing like, you know, when I had the Matt Pauly job, I was there every day and I'd be like sitting next to Gould. My seat was all the way in the corner because they knew, keep him away from everybody. But then I just wander and I find an open chair and I would sit next to Bernie and Derek and Joe Strauss and those guys. And not intentionally, but I want to be clear, it was not my intention, but it was what happened. I would just sit there and talk to them while they were trying to work. And after a while, I would be like, they're not answering me anymore. I think I should probably leave. Usually at the later in the game, because that's when the deadlines are coming and, you know, those guys are writing stories they need to get hit. Anyway, I am known as the great distractor. Stick around. Sean Malone's going to join us in a few minutes. We're going to talk about the top stories that he and the KMOX newsroom have covered here in the last calendar year. And who knows what else. I hear Sean kind of likes college football, so I might throw a little bit of that in there. After the business, though, right? You take care of business, you eat your meal, then you get to the dessert. Sean Malone will pop in here in a little bit here on KMOX. All right, back in on DGS, minus everybody but Wheeler. And I did it again. It's the second time today. Oh, yeah, first time today that I did the third person thing when speaking about myself. I do that sometimes. Sean Malone is in from the KMOX newsroom to hang out with us for a few minutes.
Well, you didn't call it the Kevin Wheeler Show featuring Kevin Wheeler.
Well, it used to be. Kevin for a Wheeler. Long time, it was that. For that, I mean, that was like most of my life until I joined. Well, when I was here, you know, the first time, it was Sports Open Line. When
and
I came
that's
back,
a lot of solo radio, which that's is. The hardest thing to do in radio yeah. is be the one voice in the room talking to the listener, but basically to yourself.
Kind of, but if you come up that way, it's not so bad. Like, yeah, see, that's how I came up in sports radio doing
if you've done it,
4 hour shows
bad.
By yourself. Yeah, yeah.
But your first time doing it, you think, oh, that's no big deal. And then about 2 minutes into your segment, you're out of everything to talk about, and you're like,
do you even
oh,
know
I
me?
Got a riff. I know you. You can riff with the voices in your head for 20 minutes before taking a break.
I go out and talk in the hallways during breaks because it's not enough when I'm on the air.
But right, people who aren't in the industry, that is the hardest thing to do is solo radio.
Yeah, I feel like everything that's difficult, like for me, the difficult part was first joining DGS and figuring out how to do something with three other people in the room all the time. Because normally it was just like, I just go.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's, you know, whether it was Sports Open Line or various versions of the Kevin Wheeler Show over the course of the last 30 years. By the way, I am now, this past, whatever it was, I don't know, somewhere mid-December was my 30th year in radio.
Wow, congratulations.
Started as an intern in December of 1995.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
At a sports radio network. That's it. That's
what did you do for the internship?
So I edited audio. So I cut highlights.
Yep.
I answered the phones, and eventually I graduated to running the board and doing things like that.
All right.
So yeah, that's how it all. That's the beginning. You always you come in on the ground floor typically.
What day shift were you interning for?
Oh, it was nights. The internship was like, because I worked a day job. Mm-hmm. Was, if you know, come in for a few hours, a few nights a week, and edit tape and work on that. Sometimes it was weekends. Our big show was Sunday. During the football season, we did a full NFL day. So we had two hosts, Bob Berger and Bruce Murray. Both are still in the business. And they would just have reporters. We call them stringers in sports at every NFL game. Mm-hmm. And we would just go from one report to the next report.
It was
to the
red
next
zone
report
before
to the next
red zone.
It was red zone before red zone. And this was before satellite TV. So before you could have had the NFL ticket. This was before ESPN radio existed. So there were only a couple places doing this. So it was a really big deal. And that show was like our flagship show. And it was called Around the NFL. And then Saturdays were the same thing for college football. And that was it. So on Sundays, you're just in there furiously editing tape. Mm-hmm. You'll be assigned to two different games and you've got reel to reels going. And then when you see a highlight, you pause it. And then you take that reel off and you put another one on and you get it going. And then you take that one over and you cut the... Ugh. It was a pain.
My first
physically
reel,
cut it, by the way. People think of editing now, it's all digital. No, this was like you have a razor blade.
Slice tape.
You have a razor blade and a little bit of tape, and you just take what you want and you piece it together. Yeah.
So obviously in the age of digital, though, but I had a very similar experience with my first real radio experience. I did like the college radio thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I interned, but it was for a morning sports talk show.
Oh, all right. There you go.
So it was unpaid, and I had to be there at 4:30 in the morning.
You got the raw deal.
Yes. And it's funny. When I did the interview... I got offered the job, but they told me there was a catch with it. Because when I did the interview, I was under the assumption it was going to be an afternoon sports talk show. Because the guy older than me did the same internship the year before.
Right.
So they're like, look, we like you. We want to offer you the job. Here's the thing. Corporate just told us yesterday they're moving us to morning drive.
Oh.
And
so
that was like, this was Hartford, Connecticut.
Drive.
So this was the only sports show they had. There wasn't another afternoon sports show I could go intern for instead. This was the show for that station. So I was like... All right. I guess I had the not worst that things were bad, but worst most boring summer for a college kid.
I got you, because you can't stay out.
No, and I would go work. You worked before. I worked afterwards.
Yeah,
so I'd
yeah.
be done at 9:15, finish yeah. cutting the promo for the next day, then drive from Hartford to New Haven, Connecticut, where I was living, work for my school's admissions office until 4:30 in the evening, go home, have dinner, cry, go to bed, wake up at 2:45 the next morning to do it again.
Yep, but that's what you do when you first get in this business.
Yes.
You always got some weird, crappy stuff to do.
My boss for that internship, who's been a mentor for me, Dave Zaslowski is his name. He works out of Chicago now. I think he's retired, but anyway, he tells me all the time whenever I'm griping to him about the industry, he's like, look, we're in the toy business.
Yeah.
You get to do a lot of cool stuff
That's
and a
true.
Lot of fun things, but sometimes you got to work weekends,
yep.
holidays,
yep.
early mornings, late nights, yep. how it goes.
Yeah. Other people have to do really hard physical labor. And mm-hmm. we respect that that's way more difficult than getting up early in the morning.
And we get to do this, talk yeah. back and forth.
We do. All right. Let's talk about 2025.
Yeah.
You've covered all of the big stories in and around St. Louis, right? We don't have to pick
yes.
it. It's not just downtown, but these are all things that impact the St. Louis region. Let's go over a couple of the biggest ones that stood out the most to you.
Some of the biggest ones did happen in St. Louis City, which was really out of their control. And I guess some were in their control, you know, election season. For
yeah.
the mayor's race was a big story, in particular because of the snowstorm that tied into the mayor's race. You know, that the whole campaign for Mayor Kara Spencer was built around, we are not doing the basics right in St. Louis. We need to do the basics right, and then we'll do the big picture
yeah.
things, the bigger, more aspirational things mm-hmm. that Tashara Jones was trying to get St. Louis up to doing. And if you want to talk about what an absolute in-kind gift that Spencer got from Mother Nature with that snowstorm, it was the ultimate example of St. Louis is not accomplishing the basics. They were not plowing the streets as they were supposed
yeah.
to. They don't always do side streets, but even the streets director came out in a letter to the Board of Aldermen and said, I thought certain streets were plowed, and I'm just now finding out they weren't. That is just a massive, massive failure in the operation at that point.
Yeah.
And then the snow started to melt, but the trash wasn't being picked up as it should after the snowstorm.
For like 8 or 9 days, 10 days.
For a while.
Maybe
for
more
some
than
people.
That.
Yeah. So it was just the ultimate example of, look, I've been telling you guys, we're not doing things up to the level that we should, the basics in city government, and here it is. Not happening to the level that it should in city governments. And, you know, speaking of leadership change at the start, this one really picking up in the second half of the year, but County Executive Sam Page, with all the trouble that he's had now with, you know, the constant fighting with the county council to then that Proposition B over whether or not the council should have the ability to fire his directors that he names to those positions. He sent out that piece of mail that now has him in criminal trouble. I mean, he faces felony stealing charges for this. And it's gotten to the point now where just about a week ago, he announced that he was going to not seek re-election next year for county executive. So next November, there will be a new county executive elected to lead the most populous county in all of Missouri. Like, this is, it's a mm-hmm. safe Democrat seat, I'll say. There's a chance, maybe if Sam Page stayed in, I think there'd be a better chance that a Republican could win that seat. But it is essentially the biggest Democrat seat in the state of Missouri.
Good point.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's that or it's the mayor of St. Louis City. You look at the House and you look at the Senate in Missouri and, you know, it's supermajority. So they have
right,
they can make
right.
noise, but they don't really have a ton of leverage to do things. So
right.
with that in mind, this is the arguably the biggest Democratic seat that's now going to go to somebody completely new this
yeah.
time next year.
Pretty
and
significant change.
Who knows? I mean, then county executive or county councilman Dennis Hopkins is running for the Republican ticket, and you know maybe he wins. But like I said, it's a safe Democrat seat that's changing hands now. And you know, you talk about being criminally charged and the story of the year in terms of the story that never ended all year long. It
yeah.
might be, if not this one next story that I'll get to in a bit, Sheriff Alfred Montgomery, where every few weeks it was something new.
I was going to say, you have spent an extraordinary amount of time on that story.
It's incredible when you think of all the things that have happened criminally, controversially, financially with that office. And he didn't even hold office for one full calendar year. I mean, you fit a career of controversies into 356 days, like 11 days or 9 days shy of a full calendar year. When you think about when he first came in, immediately terminating the higher ups from the previous administration, blowing a $500 million hole in the budget by doing that, growing that by another $300 million by not, after you're already way underwater, being fiscally conservative with things that you look at and it's, do we really need this now or at all? You know, things that you don't need now, new uniforms,
right.
New badges,
right.
A robot to send in to a room in case there's a hostage situation right. or something like that. But then you also have other ones where it's like, was this even necessary at all? A new take-home vehicle for the sheriff. I talked to Sheriff Vernon Betts about that. The previous one had like 60-something thousand miles on it.
That's plenty new.
That's plenty new enough for most people.
That baby's got another 150, 160 on it.
There's like, a lot
you got
of
200 miles you can get out of these cars.
So things like that with the financials and then you know, having the deputy commissioner of the jail detained and then retaliating after you get federally indicted on a misdemeanor charge for that, allegedly retaliating against witnesses that, you know, with allegedly getting a burner phone to do so. And according to the feds, they have witnesses who say he referred to it as a burner phone.
Oh.
So it's that. The name
so
by which
this
you
story
give the
is not
phone.
Over.
No, it's not. This story will continue into 2026 whenever he has his criminal trial for all of this. So I mean, he's out of office, so it's done there. But I mean, there's the election for the new sheriff as well. Vernon Betts has said he wants to run again. The current interim sheriff, former chief of police John Hayden, during his introductory press conference, expressed interest in staying with that job. So the sheriff itself is not done. Sheriff Alfred Montgomery, the story is not complete yet. But that was just one of those where every few weeks his name is popping up in the news. And for a position where the job essentially begins and ends at keeping the court safe and transporting detainees, that's a lot. You're in the news way too much.
Yeah, I was going to say, you would think that would be pretty low key.
It's to the point where some legislators think it should be eliminated altogether as an elected position. Where, like, do we really need to hold an election on this? Or could this just be an appointed position? And then there's a lot less drama around it and maybe a better chance to get someone a little more qualified for the position that maybe won't go around detaining the deputy commissioner of the jail and spending money like crazy left and right. And then obviously the biggest story for St. Louis this year, it's the tornado. And it's not just the biggest story for this year. It's going to be the biggest story for the city for the next decade as they work to try to recover and rebound from this and how quickly they can start to tear down some of these buildings that are just a lost cause, rebuild them so people don't move out of the city. The city's already losing population like crazy. You've seen tornadoes in Missouri all the time. We actually had a ton of tornadoes this year. I can't think of an instance where a tornado has touched down and ripped through a major metropolitan area.
It's pretty
rare,
yeah.
The difference where, you know, when it happens further south of here, where you got your towns that are more spread out, a few homes might be destroyed. Still a tragedy, but you don't have the sheer vast number of lives touched by that tornado, like when it happens in a more densely populated area where people are living right next to each other, like we saw here in St. Louis.
Yeah, you definitely don't see that kind of thing typically in a really close to downtown area.
No.
You know, you'll see them in the burbs, right? You'll see it. We saw it at the airport, though.
Yeah.
That was years ago, obviously. But it's interesting that two of the bigger stories that are going to have long-term lasting impacts were related to the weather.
Yeah.
The snow from last winter not getting taken care of led to, again, may or may not have changed anyway, but I think probably sealed the deal.
Yeah, I think that's the best way to describe it.
Like turning it against Tashara Jones.
It already was an uphill battle for Tashara at that point, but it really locked it in. Like I said, it aligned perfectly with Kara Spencer's messaging of we're not doing the basics right. And here's just on a silver platter an example of the city failing to do some of the basics. Shovel the streets, plow the streets.
Get the garbage.
Pick up the garbage.
Let's be clear, too. There were a lot of stories, and one or two in particular, where emergency services couldn't access certain streets.
Mm-hmm.
Where the EMTs had to get out and walk because their ambulance couldn't get down the street.
Here's how poor of a job the city did plowing the streets. Days after the snow had come and gone and the ice was still there, they had failed so greatly at plowing the streets. One of the aldermen at a special meeting that was called where the public could complain about the streets not being plowed, could not get out of his own home to make it to that meeting. He had to attend that meeting on Zoom. It was Alderman Brett Narayan. Now, it's nothing that he did wrong, but he and the rest of the Board of Aldermen were very frustrated about just the lack of adaptation from the city to this is not a typical snowstorm. We need to do more now to handle this. And it just, the adaptation, the pivot came way too late from the city.
All right, so if I asked you if you had a couple minutes on the other side of a break to talk about your favorite thing, would you do it?
Yeah, sure.
Because I know you're huge. Sean and I spend a lot of time off the air talking college football.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll do a little bit of that coming up in a second. Sean Malone joining us from the KMOX newsroom, kind of wrapping up the big stories. Not all of them, certainly, but certainly a handful of the biggest stories to impact all of us here in St. Louis. And we'll pick it back up on the other side here on DGS. All right, just a few minutes here, and we have Sean Malone in from the KMOX newsroom doing the important heavy lifting stuff. You guys do a great job in the newsroom covering these big stories, and we just talked about a few of the most impactful stories in 2025. But more often than not, when Sean and I are shooting the bull in the hallway, it's about college football.
Because I don't want to talk about my New York Giants.
Right,
that's
right.
Why.
Oh, I can get that. And we don't have a lot of time, but in the next couple of minutes, we got the college football playoff second round, the quarterfinals this weekend. Anything stand out to you? Any of the games are the most interesting to you? Do you have a one where you see an upset? Do you think it's clear who wins this weekend?
I want to see how Alabama plays in their game because I don't think Alabama looked that great in their last game against Oklahoma. It's not like. I felt like Oklahoma lost that game more so than Alabama won it. And I'm a Notre Dame fan, and that's where this comes from. You're a Miami fan, so we'd been talking for weeks when the rankings came out of who should be higher.
Right, and we both seem to agree that it shouldn't be Alabama ahead of either.
No.
Yeah.
And that's where, like, what I felt, you know, my gripe as a Notre Dame fan was, why did Alabama get the special treatment of not falling down one spot if BYU was going to fall a spot to allow you guys to jump Notre Dame? But that's besides the point with this. You know, a lot of fans were giving, my friends were giving me a hard time about Alabama beating Oklahoma. And it's like, Oklahoma did not play great after the first quarter ended. They got that early touchdown to go up big.
Yeah.
And then they just kind of collapsed themselves.
Yeah.
And Ty Simpson didn't look too fantastic. Like, his receivers made a couple of catches to bail him out in that game. The Alabama receivers played great. I thought the rest of Alabama played okay. I'm curious to see how they perform this weekend if it's just they get boat raced.
Yeah.
Or if they actually put up a good fight against Ohio State.
Yeah, just bigger picture, and only got 30 seconds, but there are some pretty, what I would consider big numbers in terms of point spreads in three of the four games. I mean, so Indiana's a touchdown favorite against Alabama. Georgia's almost a touchdown against Ole Miss. Ohio State is a 9.5 point favorite against Miami, which I understand, by the way. I wouldn't push back against that. And the only one that's not is Oregon and Texas Tech. So I hope Vegas is wrong. And I mean, they're not really wrong. They're going on how they can balance out the bets. But you know what
Even
I mean? I want all these games
playoff,
to be close.
Though, that's how it's always been. Is there's kind of been like three elite teams, and that four seed more often than not got smoked.
Yep.
And that's kind of been the trend through college football of late.
Going to be fascinating. All right, buddy. Back to work with you.
Yep.
Thank you, Sean. We appreciate you. Stick around. Anytime. DGS continues to roll around. I guess we're still calling this Tuesday on KMOX.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.